And Collins.
Do you have any concerns about the allegations that are out there about him?
Well, of course. I said from the beginning that I was shocked by the nomination, given the many allegations.
Many senators say they still want to see the panel's findings.
The person in question is aspiring to the highest level of law enforcement in the United States of America. How can he conceal this report from the American public?
That's Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. A major storm batters a stretch from Northern California up to Washington with strong wind and rain leaving at least two people dead. CBS's Carter Evans is near Seattle.
This monster storm has already knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of customers in Washington State. Meanwhile, in Northern California, blizzard-like conditions have shut down parts of the busy I-5 freeway and left hundreds of truck drivers stranded.
The Weather Prediction Center has issued excessive rainfall risks through Friday. The FBI says it has arrested a South Florida man for plotting to blow up the New York Stock Exchange. More from CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
The FBI says its agents acted on a tip and searched a storage area near the suspect's home in Coral Springs, Florida. They say they found sketches, watches with timers, and electronic components that could be used to build bombs. They say the suspect, Harun Abdul Malik Yenner, told them that he wanted to detonate the bombs just before Thanksgiving, that the New York Stock Exchange might be a good target. He's jailed while he awaits trial. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The United States says it has said no to a UN Security Council resolution for a Gaza ceasefire because it's not linked to the release of hostages still being held by Hamas. Deputy U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood.
This resolution would have sent a dangerous message to Hamas. There's no need to come back to the negotiating table.
On the University of Virginia campus, students are reacting to a guilty plea for Christopher Darnell Jones Jr. He shot and killed three UVA football players on a class trip bus 2 years ago.
I had a friend who was impacted directly. She was on that bus. So I know how much that really took a toll on her. Justice was rightfully served.
Jones has pleaded guilty to three counts of murder and faces life without parole at sentencing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What comes to mind when you hear the word gratitude? Maybe you think about your friends and family and how happy you are to have them. Maybe it's a tough moment in life right now, and it feels a little hard to be grateful. There is, however, one thing in life we don't often show enough gratitude for: ourselves. We've all made it through a lot, and even when it feels like we don't have much to show for it, we still have ourselves. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including you. A great way to give yourself some thanks is to invest in your own well-being. If you're interested in starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Let the gratitude flow. Visit BetterHelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Scientists overseas believe an old piece of fruit has a historic story to tell. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Researchers at the University College of Dublin say the charred remains of a 2,000-year-old fig discovered on the Irish Sea coast in Drumanna prove a Roman presence on the island. Up until now, Ireland believed to be out of the empire's reach, with the briny cold sea a league too far for colonizers to cross at the turn of the millennium. Scientists say the tiny remains are the oldest example of an exotic fruit found on the island. Spelt wheat, a staple of Roman Britain, was also discovered. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Viola Davis, the star of The Help and How to Get Away with Murder, will get a special award for her contributions to film at the Golden Globes. Davis will receive the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the ceremony on January 5th. Nominations for the Golden Globes come out December 9th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain and snow showers this evening, becoming all snow overnight. A low in the low 30s with the wind picking up. Winter weather advisory tomorrow morning with slushy snow of a couple inches, all rain in the afternoon and windy. Highs in the low 40s. Right now it's 33.
WRJN. round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around.
Menlo Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Falling in. shouldn't have been a mess in. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Love.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Too late to Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back. But today, again, I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go. On the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Someone to lean on, and I'm lost.
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
And timeless hits. WRJN. I will always be around.
thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the ball for the fame, bring a nickel happy feet. Down. With my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Tambourine.
up a dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In a murder case highlighted during the presidential election, Jose Ibarra, who entered the U.S. illegally, is convicted by a judge for the murder of nursing student Lakin Riley on the University of Georgia campus.
The evidence was overwhelming and powerful.
Clark County Superior Court Judge Patrick Haggard finds Jose Ibarra guilty of all 10 counts in Lakin Riley's malice murder. Ibarra sat expressionless, even at a tear-filled sentencing, as Riley's loved ones called him sick, twisted, evil, a monster. Her mother, Allison Phillips.
When he